We begin today with the verdict on the Australian economy. The GDP figures released late this morning show that it's notched up a world record, the longest period of time without experiencing a recession. The Netherlands runs a close second with 102 quarters without a contraction. Australia's 103 quarters of uninterrupted economic growth should be worth celebrating, but it may not be time to break out the champagne just yet. Joining me now with his analysis is reporter David Taylor. David, why shouldn't we be celebrating this world record?
Well, Eleanor, I guess we should be celebrating to a degree because we have experienced this longest period without a recession. So that's good news. But when you dig even just a little bit into the detail, you realise that the growth levels are pretty tepid, if you like, pretty slow. So whilst the Australian economy is growing, it has been growing for the past couple of decades, we seem to jump out of trouble every sort of 4 or 5 or 6 years, depending on what particular sector is pushing us out of that negative growth period each time it happens. What I'm trying to say is that we've dodged a couple of bullets over the past few years, especially. But in the first 3 months of this year, the economy did grow at 0.3 percentage points. Now, that brings the annual growth rate up to 1.7%, a long way away from what the Reserve Bank would like to see the Australian economy growing at in, say, even 12 months' time from now, 2 years' time. The Reserve Bank is looking at a growth rate of around 3%. So a long way to go before we get to there. But the Bureau of Statistics did point out today that a lot of the growth we experienced was broad-based. There are a couple of strong sectors of the economy, but a lot of it is just broad-based, tepid growth that keeps pushing the economy along. The Treasurer might look at it a bit differently, though. He held a press conference just a short time ago. Here's some of what he had to say.
A generation of Australians have grown up without ever having known a recession. And I think that's a tremendous national achievement. But it's not one that can be taken for granted. It's one that's been achieved by every Australian going to work every day, every Australian that started a business, every Australian that's made an investment, every Australian that's made a contribution. And I think that should be acknowledged. But what matters is what's going to happen from here. And I don't want another generation to ever know a recession.
So that's the Federal Treasurer, Scott Morrison, with his take on these numbers. So, David, what do today's figures show about which sectors in the economy are the key drivers of growth?
Well, that's it. What sectors are the economy doing well, and can we keep pushing them along? Now, look, the services industries, including finance and insurance services, they both did very, very well. The Bureau describing both those sectors as having strong growth. Wholesale trade did well. Healthcare did well. In fact, healthcare has been doing very well for the past 5 years, and social assistance is doing well. So you've got a lot of areas of the economy away from the mining sector and away from manufacturing that are really punching the economy through in that first 3 months.
And what's weighing the economy down?
Yeah, the big question. Look, exports, despite the fact that we've had a very strong mining boom, right really from the early 2000s up until just a couple of years ago, we're in a different phase of the mining boom now. But you have to remember that the GDP figure we got today is a volume measure, not an income measure. And the price of iron ore, the price of copper, coal have increased recently, but this is excluding that. This is how much we're pumping out as an economy, literally a volume measure. Now, we haven't been doing that as much over the past 3 months due to cyclones and things like that. So that volume measure of exports fell 0.7 percentage points. Also, surprisingly, dwelling investment or housing construction, for want of a better term, has also come back from high levels, with construction taking 4.4% away from the GDP figure. And the other point I guess I should make is that consumers have cut spending. We saw those retail sales figures. They've been a bit patchy over the last couple of quarters. But if you consider the fact that prices in Western Australia and the Northern Territory for house prices have been painful, to say the least, and there are question marks over whether Sydney and Melbourne house prices can continue to rise. If Australians don't feel as wealthy, then they tend to spend less. And of course, the big one, Eleanor, is the fact that wages growth has been very, very slow in recent times, and that's also affecting consumer spending.
So given what you're saying, what are the chances of a recession here sooner rather than later?
Just about every economist I've spoken to over the last, let's say, since the end of last year, the beginning of this year, has said that low wages growth and the labour market itself will be the key determinant whether not only the Reserve Bank can reach its goal of what kind of economic growth it would like to see in Australia, but whether or not Australia can survive the next sort of 6 to 12 months. So Yes, low wages growth and the strength of the labour market, including how high underemployment gets, will be a key determinant of how strong Australia's economy will grow over the next 6 months. And of course, economists are also hoping this big LNG export boom in northern Queensland will really help lift the economy properly out of the growth that we're experiencing over the next 6 months.
David Taylor, our reporter there on the GDP numbers, thank you.